Paul, what can you tell us about Adam Lowry and David Gustafson not skating today?
Gustafson had to get a passport issue taken care of. Lau's got some tests, but we expect them to be fine in the lineup.
Why did your club add Lucas Pisa?
Well, we need some depth. We do. We need some guys who've got some games in, and he's got a great reputation as a real solid team guy. I had him at the World Cup briefly, and I think he can add something to our room. So we've got players that we like, and they're working hard, but you know, we're one or two injuries away from really, we've got injuries in the American League right now too. So we've got two defensemen down there that aren't available to us. So we just, we don't want to be going out on the road the way we are thin.
What do you believe Spezza's maybe best asset could be to help your club?
You know what? Sometimes it is experience. You got 500 games in the NHL and it's a basic game. And sometimes there's a lot of good in just that, right? He'll finish. He's not a headhunter, but he'll finish checks. He'll clear the front of the net. He's killed some penalties. He's kind of got 32 playoff games in, so he's just got some time in the league. And like I said, he's a pro.
Been a while since he's played a game. Does he need to practice a bit?
Well, you see, there's an interesting case of a guy that's been an entire year kind of in the NHL, but not playing a lot of games. There's a reason for it. He's real hardworking guy in practice and a real positive spirit, so he's going to need some practice time with us to get up, because we run something a little bit different than the Island, but not much. There is a little bit of continuity between what they do defensively and what we do, so we've got probably some practices, barring health. You know, if we stay healthy, he'll get a little more practice time.
He wouldn't play in Regina then, right?
I haven't looked that far. Like, I don't know yet.
If you look back over last night's video, is there anything different that you saw or from there?
Yeah, we you know what, they were really good. They were exactly like they were when they put 36 up on Calgary, and we were slow, so slow. And it just reminds me an awful lot of a game that we played a couple of years ago at home. We got beat 5-2 by Columbus. We spent all the time trying to slow a game down, and nothing good happens when that. And so that was practice today. We simplified all our drills to get up and down the ice as simply as we possibly could at the highest rate of speed. All the things that excite the fans and keep the agents happy, seam passes that go bar down, those all happen after you've created an environment for it to happen. We weren't even close to creating that environment, you know. I mean, we had the one Cal Connors goal off a turnover by them, but other than that, we were hoping for that environment to create itself, and it just wasn't going to happen with the way LA was playing.
With concern with maybe confidence in the team, or you know,
Blake, well, some squeezers, right? There's, you know, I mean, you got Casey off the post with a net, and we've had a bunch of those recently. I think maybe more on the power play. We've had some A chances on the power play that haven't gone, but every hockey team has their stretch where it's not really going for you. When you get some guys that have come in who've kind of signed big tickets, they want to score more, right? 30's not enough. Now we got to get 60 in there, and you're pressing and squeezing. But I'm not worried about the nets that we've missed in some of our slot chances. It's the other parts of the game that have our focus now.
And Josh talked about, you know, maybe he's just, maybe this is something for all the players, but I mean, he's, you know, he's trying harder on the plays that need to be just made that are simpler.
Yeah. It's the truth of the National Hockey League, maybe pro sports. When you're not winning, you think you're working twice as hard as you are. And when you come off a win, it doesn't feel like you worked hard at all, but you really did. So we got to get to going as fast as we possibly can with the speed that we have and the bodies that we have up front, how we're built. If we don't have a speed element to our game, none of the reads get harder to make. Everything is slow, and that was last night's game.
With Pullman and Petetto both participating hard, you know, obviously this morning, and now a pickup of speed. How does that sort of affect the Hanola situation?
Yeah, those would be completely separate things, right? We're still not green lighted on Beteto after last night or Pullman going into the next game. We're not, I can't confirm that they're ready to go. They'll have to get through another full practice before we know and get the doctors to look at them again. So today it was hard, but it was just fast and there was not a lot of grind to it. So
then a decision couple on of day. It's just a separate thing.
Completely separate.
Make a decision soon, I guess, on getting to a certain number of games.
I don't know that's the driver here. The question is it the right thing to do for the young man and for the Jets at the same time?
Coach, is there anything from your 2016 experience with the outdoor game, preparations leading up to it, that will help you to do what you're going to do this week?
No toe picks. I think we went down three times. Like Buff went, caught a heel, went down for a breakaway goal. I think we had three of them. Two of them end up in the back of our net. So I'm not sure if we're sharpening skates differently or not. But you know what? What's kind of interesting about this game, certainly the spectacle of it, but both teams are coming into this game not very happy, right? They both have – both coaches are going to be, enjoy the game, right? It's fun, but we don't like our last game. We got to make amends for it. So I think there's going to be a little edge to this game that you may not see, because LA went in and did the same kind of thing to Calgary that they just did to us, so everybody would be a little snarly coming into this one.
Do you have to, about the game, do you have to just maybe not make it as much of a spectacle as it is this time around? Especially for maybe some of the vets that had never really gone through one?
No.
Oh, I don't think I was a spectacle maker. You have a... And rightfully so, the league is going to promote this, and it is great for the fans in Regina, and it's a great event, and your job is to try to keep them. I mean, we're not going to lock them in their rooms. They've earned the right in the NHL to enjoy this game. We just want to make sure that a good, solid game is played.
Pro's minutes were down significantly two ago, but then last night you got more, but you got second power play time.
Yep.
You know, he's a guy that wants to play, obviously, but he settled into a role with you guys. And he says that, you know, the fact that you and him have some pretty good communication makes it easier on him. Do you have those kind of conversations with him?
No. We talk about it briefly again because your team changes every year. He's really good there, and then he knows that when we get into a situation last night that when we're behind it, he's going to get a bump in minutes. So he's a good pro. He understands that. He's happy playing. He just wants to play, like all players. He works hard enough to earn the right to play. And then we got to find him the right amount of minutes.